So this is how you guys set out to make your own myth.
Right.
And as a reminder to everyone at this table, we will not attempt anything that is about to be said here today. The last thing we want to do is add another creature we have to deal with.
Yes, having one creature is more than enough.
But what if we solved the first creature with another creature?
Isn't that the plot of the Godzilla franchise?
Yeah. And how did those end up, June?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Ugh, just get to the story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Oh, by the way, you're not going to believe this, but remember the Martian we met, like, last week? Turns out my mom found her on a random street, and now she lives with us. So much for adventure. I think she secretly likes being spoiled.
Junie, shouldn't we have asked if Sam was interested in joining?
I feel like if we wait for him, he'll never come to a decision. We're wasting time. We don't even know if this will work. So if we try and succeed, we can surprise him with it. And if it fails, we'll just forget we ever talked about it.
I guess that's true. Just kind of feels like we're going behind his back, though.
He'll like it. I just know it. Now, what goodies did you bring today?
Right. I have some dolls and plushies, some figurines. But I don't know if that works since they're based on fictional characters. Like, would they be completely new spirits, or would they be the fictional characters themselves?
Yeah, let's stay away from the figurines then. Ooh, what about this guy? He looks pretty cute.
I was actually thinking about this one, but promise you won't laugh?
Which one?
This one. Here.
Oh. Oh my god. Well, it's certainly been around.
Since I was a toddler. Probably covered in who knows what, but it's been there my entire life. If it could talk, I'm sure it'd tell you all my secrets.
Exactly how many secrets are you hiding, mystery girl?
Okay, not that many, but you know what I mean, right? This plush was here when my grandpa died.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Okay, well, let's give it a try then.
Right. We need to build it a shrine.
Yep. Did you know they sell little kits like this online? I think it's technically for birds, but it's perfect for our situation. Kinda glued the pieces in a way so it looked more like a shrine than a house, but hey, I think it turned out pretty good.
Oh, how cute! Okay, will it fit in there, though?
Oh. Okay, I guess plushies are bigger than birds. Which makes sense. Feels like that should have been obvious.
What do we do now?
Does it have a name, your plush?
A name? Oh, I think I used to call it Pelu.
Pelu?
I was a child.
Hey, I'm not judging. Okay, give me a second. There. That way, even though it can't fit in the shrine, it's clearly his. The Shrine of Pelu.
I guess that name does sound kind of dumb, doesn't it?
I think it sounds majestic.
Okay, and now what? Offer some food and coins and wait?
I guess so. Okay, yeah, this is embarrassing. I'm glad we didn't tell Sam about this.
No, don't worry. I'll tell him myself about our failures so he won't miss out.
Hey!
Come on, I don't understand why you hide so much from Sam. He's genuinely interested in you, and you keep telling him to rely on you. Double standards much?
My problems are, like, minuscule compared to what Sam deals with.
But you're hiding who you really are.
What? Super self-conscious guy who can't make a single decision in his entire life? A guy who abandoned his own twin because he couldn't admit that he didn't want to go to space for like 15 years?
Everyone has baggage. It's how you deal with it that makes the journey more bearable.
Oh, all right, oh great therapist of mine. What about your problems?
I don't have any problems.
No one talking to you in school is kind of a problem.
You and Sam talk to me. My grades are fine. I don't need anything else.
The whole point of college is to network. How are you going to get a job if no one is willing to work with you?
I'll just put you on my list of references 3 times to make up for it.
Sounds like the two of us might just be alone for the rest of our lives.
You say that as if it's a bad thing.
Well, it doesn't hurt to want more, does it?
I guess not.
Wait, wanting more? Like praying?
Well, I believe praying is technically supposed to be less selfish than wanting.
No, but I think that's the step we're missing here.
What do you mean?
We gave Pelu a shrine, we offered it gifts, but now we need to give it meaning. We need to give it a prayer. I think that's why nothing's happened so far.
I mean, the other thing could just be that we are literally playing make-believe at the age of 20 here.
Hush, humor me this one last time. And if nothing happens, we'll just tell Sam we're scrapping the idea.
Okay, so what should we ask for?
I think what we just talked about makes sense, don't you?
For you to open up and for me to make more friends?
Okay, that does sound kind of sad when you say it like that.
Hey, like I said, I'm fine with having less people in my inner circle.
Well, I should probably open up to people more.
We should also pray to protect the park as well, shouldn't we? That was the original goal.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, so we got one legit wish and 2 kind of sad ones. I think that's enough to work with.
Okay, let's do this. Hey, Pelu, it's me, Jessica, as you know.
And my name is Jun, or Junichi, and we have a request for you.
Pelu, we really like this park, but we need someone to keep us safe. Please watch over us and help us stay in this park.
We also hope you can help us work on ourselves.
Help Juni be true to himself and to his friends.
And help Jessica make some more friends.
I'm fine.
Like 5 more friends, at least.
5?
It's not that many.
I guess. But now what?
We just wait again.
How long should we wait until we give up?
I don't know. What if this is something we have to do, like, multiple times?
That does make sense. It wouldn't be too hard to do that either, but again, how long should we wait for?
Gosh, I don't know. It's not like this is something I've done before either. What did we even do wrong?
Do you hear that?
Why isn't it working? If creatures exist, then we must be able to make our own.
Juni, I need you to look up.
What's up?
I swear I'm seeing something in the woods.
Well, even if there is a creature there, it's still light out, so it can't be a night creature.
Still, I think we should clean up and go. Doesn't the park seem really quiet now? Even the birds are silent.
Oh. Yeah, let's take a look. And if we see something, then we'll book it.
What are 2 humans doing alone in the woods?
Hello?
Who are you?
The question isn't who am I, but what are two humans doing alone in the woods?
We're friends with Sam and Cerberus. We're invited to come here.
The boy and his dog. But they are not here.
That's right. But we're meeting up with them soon, so they'll look for us if we don't show up.
My question still hasn't been answered. What are two humans doing alone in the woods?
I don't think he cares that we know Sam.
Then what should we say? Can we tell him the truth?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
What's this? A shrine in my woods?
It's just a test.
A test?
Junie!
We want to see if we can make our own creature.
You want to go against the laws of nature for a test?
We just want a friend.
Come with me.
I think we'll just clean up and head over to Sam.
I will lead you to the boy.
Okay, thanks.
Don't go.
I'm sorry?
What's up, Jessica?
I thought I heard someone say something.
I didn't hear anything. We should go along with what this guy wants until we can somehow escape.
I don't think we should go with him at all. When has it ever been a good idea to follow a mysterious, giant green man?
What choice do we have?
Do not keep me waiting.
Come on, we'll book it as soon as we can. And who knows, maybe he actually will lead us to Sam.
I hope so. We're going deeper into the woods.
Let's talk to him. So, we really didn't introduce ourselves. I'm Jun, and this is my friend Jessica. Who are you?
I am Aleshi.
Look him up. I'll keep talking to him. And what is that? I like your pinecone hair accessories, by the way. And leaves. Very, nature related?
You are right that I am connected to nature. It is my job to preside over the greenery and the hunt.
That's cool. Why is there a need to have this position? Isn't nature supposed to be pretty self-sufficient?
Nature may be, but humans, not so much. Not so much. They tend to need much guidance and discipline.
Fair, I guess. Probably why you're such a big guy. Look at those guns, am I right?
Junie, I found it. Leshies are from Slavic mythology. Similar to fairies, they typically remain hidden in nature. They can shapeshift, look completely human, or be entirely invisible, presenting as just a voice in the wind.
Okay, and he said he protects nature, so I think we should be fine, right?
Don't believe him. He will lure you away from society.
You hear it now?
Yeah. Okay, so we might be in a Hansel and Gretel situation.
I'm more concerned that we're hearing voices in our heads.
One problem at a time. What else does the internet say?
There are various stories about the Leshy. Some say it can be rather jovial, gambling and drinking, and apparently one caused a whole migration of squirrels.
Okay, Jess, focus. That's an amazing fact, but I don't think that's this guy.
Right,
You've been talking to each other for a long time now.
Oh! yeah. We were just trying to learn more about you. Something to do with squirrels?
Sometimes my kind gets too energetic with gambling.
You gamble animals?
The animals that reside in our territory are our possessions. We can do with them as we please.
That's, nice, I guess.
I found it. Some can be kind to humans and even coexist as a local deity to hunters and foragers, but...
But?
The Leshy has a nickname that means to lure away. Junie, that's exactly what the voice told us.
Let's just go. We should book it right now.
I would not bother trying to run.
Then why not?
Look around you. Can you even tell which way the exit is?
It doesn't matter. We'll call Sam and ask for him to find us.
The boy will not be able to. My powers allow us to remain unnoticed by all living things. You are trapped here.
But why are you torturing us?
Those who do malicious things do not deserve to be here.
But we're not doing anything malicious. We told you, we just wanted to try something.
Something unnatural does not belong here.
Wow, profound knowledge there. A creature is still a creature, regardless of how it's created.
You will only end up hurting yourselves and others if you continue down this path.
Go to your left, right now.
Let's go.
You can let go of me now, Jessica. I will take care of this.
Pelu? You're the one that's been speaking to us this entire time?
You can talk?
I'll distract the Leshy so that it breaks the spell. Once the area is cleared, you should be able to find the exit.
What about you?
Don't worry. I will protect you, just like you asked.
You really heard all of our prayers. We did it!
You shouldn't exist here.
You don't get to decide that!
Fire? He can use fire? What kind of stuffed animal can do that?
We can figure out what powers he has next time. Let's go! I think I see a path.
Right. Pelu, find us out of the woods.
Don't. You mustn't leave.
Yeah, sorry. Don't think we'll listen to what you say.
Go. It's okay. I'll always find you.
Yeah!
We did it.
We really did.
We're going to be unstoppable.
June? Jessica? Are you guys okay? What are you doing here? Why are you screaming?
Sam, just in time. We have someone we'd like for you to meet.
Wow, so the creature's name is Pelu?
A very cute name for a not-so-cute creature. He was cute when I got him.
I just can't believe that all it took was a makeshift shrine and some wishes.
I still don't believe it either, but I guess that's why it can only exist in the park.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Pelu can come out to the real world?
Let's not think about that just yet.
School can be a messy place, especially if you're a teenager who just wants to fit in. But try going to school with Sam Evans, where demons lurk around every corner. And the only thing standing between us and them is the janitors. Curious? Check out the trailer for The Custodians right now.
At night, the beast sleeps restlessly. On Halloween, even more so.
Tonight, I'm going to prove once and for all that the school is haunted. Tonight is my night. I can feel it.
A humanoid figure with horns growing out of its dark, discolored skin sets a heavy foot on the floor. It grabs the helpless boy by his throat and lifts him to the air with a single arm.
Did you release him from my bonds, boy?
Poor kid.
Down there and tell me right now.
Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee, directed by Angela Yee, executive produced by Sam McDonald, featuring in order the voices of Ben Palizzi, Molly, Ashley Dawson, Jess Syrett, Angela Yee, G3, Sarah and Sarah Menendez, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Cameron Georgette, Dylan McKnight, Ahmad AJ Judo, Nick Fiore, Skylar Giordano, and AJ DeLong. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Angela Yee and Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Pham. Season 5 cover art by Winona Narona. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit the park again soon.